One of the commanders linked to the killings, according to the rights group, is General Martinez, who at the time held a mid-ranking position. General Martinez says he did not participate in any of the unlawful killings and that he is not under investigation by Colombia's Attorney General's office. The unlawful killings are a particularly contentious chapter in Colombia's recent history. From 2002 to 2008, as many as 5,000 civilians or guerrillas were killed outside of combat, according to the United Nations. At least 1,176 members of the security forces have been convicted of crimes related to the illegal deaths, according to the government. Two of the officers who spoke to the Times said they had served during the killings and risen in rank through subsequent periods of reckoning and reform. But a major shift took place, they say, when General Martinez called a meeting of his top officers in January, a month after assuming command of the army. The meeting included the country's top 50 generals and colonels who met in a hangar in the mountains outside of Bogota. Many were eager to hear whether there would be a new direction under the new leadership. After a break, the commanders returned to tables where they found a form waiting for each one of them, the officers said. The form had the title Goal Setting 2019 at the top and a place for each commander to sign at the bottom. The form asked commanders to list the arithmetic sum of surrenders, captures, and deaths of various armed groups for the previous year in one column and then provide a goal for the following year. Some of the commanders seemed confused until they were instructed to double their numbers this year, the officers said. Soon afterward, the same order appeared from General Martinez, this time in writing. The goal is to double the operational results at all levels of command, read the orders, which included his signature. 3 days after the meeting near Bogota, a group of military intelligence officers and regional commanders were convened in the city of Cúcuta, on the border with Venezuela, the officers said. At the meeting, the officers said they were told, "We have to do anything now, including using illegal paramilitary groups, provide information on rival armed groups in order to get results." The suggestion of working with one armed group to defeat another created a hush among the people there, said one of the officers. On February 19, a new document titled 50 Command Orders emerged. One order demanded opportune and massive strikes against the enemy.